Good job, banger.
We'll return from executive session. Sonia, would you call the board back into session, please?
Yes, ma'am. Item 5, new business continuing. A, discussion of possible action to approve
the
recommendation of assistant principal
of
Thelma Clark.
Do we have a motion?
I'll make a motion to go with the recommendation of administration.
And that would be Thelma Clark?
And yes, I'll second.
Motion made and seconded to approve Thelma Clark as the assistant principal of the Kaneateo High School.
Ms. Grimmer?
Yes.
Ms. Gritzi?
Yes.
Ms. Nathan?
Yes.
Mr. Rodriguez?
Yes.
Mrs. Stoves?
Yes.
Mrs. Stratt?
Yes.
And Mrs. Jessup?
Yes.
Item 6, open forum. Any questions or motion to address the board during the period reserved for public comment at board meeting assigned to be heard in accordance with district policy of BED local? Madam President, there is no one signed up.
Not Mr. Flores or Mr. Rodriguez?
I told him to come back.
I signed up.
You want to talk?
Yeah. Okay. I just want to, no, just real quick. Board, I didn't make these as Ms. Carrasco did, but you are truly, you are, no, I didn't make these.
Okay, but life is going to hit you.
You all are, so thank you. You all stars to the district and to the state of Texas and what you do every day.
It does. They're beautiful. Thank you very much, sir. Next agenda item, please.
Item 7, consent agenda. Administration recommends approval as presented.
Are there any questions, comments? Anybody want to pull anything?
I do.
Here.
No.
You do?
Yeah.
Yes. I'm just looking for what was on the agenda review, but I don't see all of it, so I'm confused on why there's items missing that was on the agenda review that are not here.
I was going to... 4B6.
B6, okay. The motion? B6? Anybody else? No? Mr. Rodriguez, that's it?
Yeah, so the question...
Wait, hang. Okay, everybody's good?
Yeah.
Yes?
So, can you vote on the consent agenda?
Let's vote on the consent agenda first, please.
General
A. Motion?
Okay, I second the motion.
No, you got to make it.
Okay.
You move to approve.
I move to approve.
The consent agenda.
I second.
Okay, newbies. Okay, girls.
There was a motion and a second to approve the consent agenda as you will be item 6. Ms. Brewer?
Yes.
Ms. Fritzy?
Yes.
Mrs. Quintana?
Yes.
Mr. Rodriguez?
Yes.
Mrs. Searles?
Yes.
Mrs. Stratt?
Yes.
And Mrs. Iglesias?
Yes.
Motion passes. And we will go to B6. Approval of the prevailing wage, Mr. Vasquez.
Oh, Mr. Rodriguez.
Just, real quick, I have questions in regards. I know that the county had developed the 26 prevailing wage rates, and then one of the questions I had, I believe we the last thing that we had approved was the Davis-Bacon, so I was seeing if you had that in reference. And then the question I do have is, I know this is for new construction, does it involve, let's let's say, maintenance, especially because a concern here is I've heard like the HVAC and the plumbing has doubled. So if we have a Roto-Rooter come, is our bill going to double?
No, it does not affect the employees and the districts, the staff that the district has. It just...
No, but if we were to contract, let's say, Roto-Rooter, and...
No, because we wouldn't be... Unless we were bidding out a specific project, then those prevailing wages would have to be used.
Do you have the current Davis-Bacon? Because that's the other option, right?
That would be another option, yes.
And do you have the current market Davis-Bacon wage?
No, I do not.
Which one do you want?
The current one. Is there a current?
For who?
The Davis-Bacon wage, what they provide.
If you're talking schedule, you want which part of the work,
Which one of the trades?
Well, which have we seen? Is there a significant difference within the current wage of the Davis-Bacon in comparison to the county?
Okay, so just for way of background, so the county from Judge Escobar, they sent letters to all the school districts and other public entities asking public entities to adopt the county's wage survey for the annual wage that they want to establish. We have those. And the county has always used the Davis-Bacon as a fallback position because you're allowed to do that. It's up to you all to decide if you adopt the county wage survey or continue with Davis-Bacon, but you have to have a prevailing wage. So I can't answer the question other than tell you that the majority of them look about the same. The HVAC did go up quite a bit depending on what portion of that trade they're dealing with. Generally, HVAC installation for Davis-Bacon is 2356 and the fringe is 360, so it's right around $27 some cents. County rate is proposed for air conditioning refrigeration technician work is 4357. So, yeah, there's some changes, but the rest of them are around the same.
And would that have any effect within any of, let's say, the current work? I mean, we don't have no new projects coming about, but let's say within the work that we have in the district that we would have to adjust our budget is a question.
Not for the work that we do in
house. No, I understand that. We don't have to follow the wage rate, but any contracted services that we do that we might see a hike is a question.
We might, yes, absolutely. Besides the prevailing wages also, as I mentioned before, the competitive market is going to be difficult for smaller projects like the one that we're anticipating. And it's not just going to be the wages, it's also going to be materials and other services.
Right.
Just because of all the construction that's going to be going on in other districts as well.
Okay. That's all the questions I have.
Do you feel comfortable?
Yeah, I just want to make sure. In regards to if we do have to adjust our budget, that we look at that during the budget time.
And Mr. Balskis, did you feel there would be a budget adjust? I mean, is this any different from what pretty much we've been doing so far?
No, I mean, it's basically the industry standard.
Yes.
We wouldn't be the only district that would be using this system. So in that regard, we're in a competitive level with all the other districts.
The only concern I would have, or not concern, but if we could get updated as to when the other governmental entities and making sure that they adopt the same rate, making sure that we're all at the level playing field, because let's say if another district doesn't and they stay at a different rate, I guess on the competitiveness would have an effect.
Yes. I can certainly check that and confirm that more.
I would see an upside to that, though. Mr. Voskis told us the other week that with all the building, it's going to be hard to get people to come to build our small projects. If we're giving a good wage, we might be able to get some of this business that otherwise we thought might shy away.
Well, when you look at competitive sale proposals, that would have an effect on that in regards to those.
Yes.
So.
So do you feel comfortable going ahead right now, or?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Everybody's happy? Okay.
There's motion, Mr. Lucas.
So moved.
Second.
I second.
Motion made and seconded. Thank you, Ms. Fritzi and Mr. Rodriguez, to approve the prevailing wage rate has been presented.
Ms. Brigham?
Yes.
Ms. Fritzi?
Yes.
Mrs. Nevada?
Yes.
Ms. Rodriguez?
Yes.
Mrs. Jones?
Yes.
Mrs. Trapp?
Yes.
And Mrs. Iglesias?
Yes.
Motion passes.
I just have a question on these.
Yes, ma'am.
So, as part of the minutes, we did agree that we're going to have a calendar for the upcoming year. I didn't see the contact log as far as the minutes, if we got a concrete. No.
That's not in board operating procedure, so
okay.
That's why it wasn't.
So that's what I put in there. And, those are the only two, just to make sure. And if it's not on there, then we could discuss that, I guess, later. Okay. Any other questions?
Ms. Fritzi, just a clarification. The calendar is on our conceptual page.
Yeah, the calendar we
did. Okay, we already did. Okay.
I move to the consent agenda.
Nope. No, move to approve.
Move to approve, okay. I move to approve the consent.
No, the meeting minutes.
I move to approve the meeting minutes.
Of January 11th? January 11th?
Of January 11th.
2017. You have to say it all.
Okay.
Very good. Thank you. Motion made to approve the minutes as presented on January the 11th, 2017.
And I'll second.
Thank you, Ms. Quintana. And a second made.
Ms. Brennan?
Yes.
Ms. Fritzi?
Yes.
Mrs. Quintana?
Yes.
Ms. Rodriguez?
Yes.
Mrs. Jones?
Yes.
Mrs. Trapp?
Yes.
And Mrs.
Yes. Yes.
I pass. B. Discussion and recommendation regarding one new full-time FTE for Northwestern College High School and two new part-time FTEs for Sylvester Garden Mathematics Elementary and Jose La Mia Elementary.
Ms. Carrasco, for the benefit of our new board members, will you please tell what the acronym FTE stands for?
It's a full-time equivalent, so it's for a position. In other words, right now, those two campuses have part-time receptionists. They work part-time. They're split between two campuses. So they do have and one campus and the afternoon. And so that's one FTE. They do have
an
half. So basically right now the campuses that have already reached the enrollment waivers are asking for the other half so that they could have somebody at their campus all day versus just having an AM or a PM.
And, you know, I'd like to ask you if you could come back to us in the next month or so. I do not believe that it's written into policy, and I think we should write it into policy, that the driver for getting this at a campus, is it that 500, we have policy? No, is it the 500 limit? I know there's an understanding, but I think we should,
it is
in policy?
It is.
But it's that we, so you feel it is policy?
Yes, it's not policy.
That's what I thought.
It is a document that the board approved
I understand.
Yeah. Get one principal for X number of enrollment. If it exceeds that, then we look at it, seeing we have a second principal. And that document was presented to the board, and we'll be happy, more than happy to revisit and
yes, ma'am.
Copies from you tomorrow on that. But that document was approved by the board. So based on that, we hold the principal's feet to the fire when they've been saying we want another receptionist, and we said no. The
yep.
staffing chart allows you to have a part-time receptionist for this enrollment. So now that their enrollment has gone exceeded the amount, now they're saying, okay, you said I could have another one based on the staffing chart that the board approved. So that's why I'm here today, because it's based on the numbers that we approved by the board.
And do you feel then that we do not need policy that I'm just thinking ahead. That I believe that we all agree with that. We approve the staffing chart. It's a great idea. It's a great indicator of when you need somebody. I just think it might could have more teeth in it. And if it was policy, it would have maybe possibly more teeth.
And it could, yes. But that, and I guess if that's you wish to do that, you can certainly look at that. But the manning chart
do you feel that?
Has the possibility of changing.
Okay.
So, no, it's not policy. Yes, so I will not recommend it to be a policy.
Okay, that's fine. I understand your professionalism. I accept it. It was simply a thought. Okay. Yes, sir.
I was just going to chime in. It's better if it's not in policy.
Okay.
Policy requires multiple readings to change, and so this gives the administration more flexibility.
Okay.
To just come to you and say, hey, we've got an issue. Here's what we're going to do.
Okay.
And as a matter of fact, we will be reviewing that manning chart again here during this budget season.
Mm-hmm.
So if we make any changes to that chart, we will be presenting it
okay.
to the board again.
Very good. Thank you, ma'am. I know that you heard at the agenda review meeting that finances were an issue with these positions, and the board had asked you to come back with where the money was going to come from. I believe it was to be from lapsed salaries, and you provided us with those through the Thursday packet, correct? They're somewhere. I saw them. They're somewhere. We've got them. And so is what I'm seeing. Hang on one second, Ms. Brigham. That there's ample money to do this. Am I reading
finances,
correctly?
Finance is provided me an account. It's by the documentation. It's by Carstina signed off.
Okay.
That's what I was just going to say. That
okay.
I don't see account numbers while reading the average.
Okay. Thank you, Ms. Brigham. Yes, sir.
The discussion that we had last week or the last 2 weeks ago in regards to, and I want to clarify because I think there was misinformation sent out to staff that I was the only person that might have voted against it, and there was no vote taken.
No.
I'm just clarifying it. And so one of the concerns that I have is the fact that we have a $2.16 million deficit in regards to what our job is as a board is to make sure we approve the budget when it is presented in the year, and that should have been encompassed there. And for us to be in the middle of a fiscal year and adding to it's lapsed salaries, but it's still coming out of our deficit, which is coming out of our fund balance. And so, I don't know if many of you were aware, but there's a thing that I passed out in regards to New York, to the New York Business Wire, but when Fitch put us at a negative outlook, and this is a serious situation in regards to the decisions the board has been making. And so, if you look at the negative outlook incorporates recent and planned operating deficits that indicate an imbalance between the recurring revenues and outlays. And so my biggest thing, and I'll probably vote no on this, is the fact that we're in mid-year and those should have been incorporated within the budget. And for us to continue to go into our fund balance is, I think, irresponsible on the board's part.
Mr. Rodriguez, your point is well taken, and I certainly agree that we should prepare in advance and we present the budget to you and the positions that we were requesting at the time. Totally agree with that. However, at that time, the enrollment figures for these campuses had not met the requirements from the staff.
other thing that I would like to see in this manning chart is if it's in maybe the last quarter of the last semester of the year, that we would have to wait till budget season to actually incorporate those. And so that's just, I think it's good fiscal policy and it's good stewardship of our taxpayers' money. The other thing that I would like to mention in regards to, I know that especially the early college has probably been underfunded in regards to their staffing ratio throughout the years, even since the inception. I understand that these positions need to be approved, but my biggest thing is we're now in, it's going to be February, probably we'll hire the person in about February, March, and we have, you know, I guess it's, especially when we're in a deficit. I mean, if we had a balanced budget and we had PES money in there, then we would be able to address that. But right now, we continue year after year to operate in a deficit, and we continue to dip in our fund balance, and it's not not good fiscal stewardship of the taxpayer.
Point taken. And that was the next position that I wanted to talk to you about, which is the registrar at the Northwest Urban College. So really, I'm asking for two past positions, which is one. So overall, it's two positions, because the other one will be the registrar. There seems to be a need at the campus because of the scheduling and the interaction between the college and EPCC. They are limited in staff, and so because of a reorganization that's going to take place at the campus, there was that need, and that's why I was bringing this to you also. Now, we were told that there is funds and lack salaries. I understand totally your position, Mr. Rodriguez, and I understand what you're saying, but I know that you're...
We're dipping into fund balance to pay our salaries, right?
No.
We're not...
I have a question right quick on Mr. Madam Chair. Is that okay? Or
yeah, and then,
okay.
And then Ms. Brigham, please.
So we're already the last week of January, pretty much, here. So by the time you post it, pretty much we're looking at maybe hiring somebody mid-March. So that means they're only going to work April, May, and because, let's, for example, early college, their semester's going to end a lot sooner than the regular, our school semester, so... It would just be for 2 months, just about, around about 2.5 months. So I think that they can survive for 2.5 months. I agree with Mr. Rodriguez. I think that pretty much they can survive during this time. They survived this long. And how long has it been that they've increased the amount of students that, in reality, I think we should just wait till the next physical year? I mean, because it just doesn't make any sense. It's to have somebody for 2 months there talk.
Ms. Brigham?
You know, I respect your opinion. However, when you approve the budget and those salaries are part of the budget and those salaries were not used in the budget, it has already been approved. It is not fund balance. Second, it was the board who chose. We don't have crystal balls. The administration does not have crystal balls. We probably, I think, we could have had foresight if the board had foresight to put in a PES or put in monies to put in to have this. It is bad stewardship on our part that we expect that we promise people we've approved the manning chart. It's what they go through. You know, it's not our job to circumvent the personnel committee. It's not our job to, but we hold the principals very accountable to that number. And it's not just a number that has appeared. It has to hold it, you know, it has to hold itself. To go between two campuses with over 500 kids, we have a raised campus that has, I think it's almost closing, getting closer to 600 kids. So, and a very new community. Yes, I think absolutely. And they're already short funded because of some. allowing that to happen. It's very little money. I don't want to hear customer service. That if that's, you know, the reason why we're here when customer service is going down, when those campuses are dealing with half-time people. So I do not believe it's coming from fund balance. I absolutely heard community when they said that. I am reticent, and I hate saying this with the position in Northwest Early College, just because it wasn't approved at the budget time. You know, the other one we knew about, and so yes, I agree with Harvey. I do believe that this position is needed. I do believe we have to have it. I'd like to see it put in the budget for next year. But the other one, I'm sorry. I would vote for it because of the fact that it's, we tied the hands, we tied administration's hands by not giving them any kind of money.
Thank you, Ms. Brigham. Yes, sir.
The other thing that I take issue with, so you're saying it's an administrative reg, right? The 500? No, it's a managing chart, but it's an administrative reg. It was.
No, it's not a regulation. This is something that we brought to the board to let the council know the staff of the campus.
Because that's staff's recommendation, right?
It's part of, we did put together, the human resources put together that information based on practice, based on research from many of the other districts here in town and out of town. We included Round Rock. So that project was something that we brought before the board to let you know that this was how we were going to staff the campus.
So
I have the approval date from that.
No, I understand that, and I remember when it came to the board. That was staff's recommendation with other individuals, of course. That's the you know, not the what. Our job as a board member is what, and yours is how. And so you all presented that. And so the issue I take here is my understanding of your town and staff that the board said until it reaches 500, you're not going to get another employee.
No.
And so is that?
No.
So then what's the communication going to the fact that we need 500?
The districts have a managing chart, and so that was the reason for creating the chart, because when somebody would come and argue before and say, I want this, I want that, now we have a systematic way of looking at saying, okay, based on enrollment, this is the practice, or these are the operating procedures that we have.
What was mentioned earlier was the fact that they couldn't get another one until they reached the 500. And it's pretty much going on the board's decision that was made to approve staff's recommendation. And so the other thing that I do want to correct in regards to looking at accounting, and if anybody looking at, especially the time says it here perfectly in regards to a $2.16 million budget deficit, this has to cover the gap in 2 years in a row, and it's to dip into fund balance and reserves. If you look at, our district cannot maintain our current salary schedule with the current employees if we do not look at staff cuts or our money table. And so next year we're going to continue to see a deficit unless staff comes to us with recommendations to cut staff. And so the same argument that you're trying to make on the other issue is the same argument that we need to look when it comes to staff recommending us the fact that we need to balance our budget, because if not, if we continue with the negative outlook and we get downgraded by our rating agencies, then it's going to have severe consequences to our district in regards to us financially being set.
I understand. And we are working on creating those cost-saving measures to the board within this, or this in preparation with this current budget.
Ms. Speaker, I'd like to ask you, I've been sitting here quite some time. Your campus has done a really good job. Was there a reason that you did not project that you'd need this person?
Yeah, I've requested this position four times.
Okay.
Since I've been in the district, this is the first time.
So it's not like, because what I'm hearing is, oh, in December I just decided I needed a person. No, that is not the case. You are just overwhelmed. I hate to be speaking for you, but...
We only have two clerks.
Okay.
In the front office.
Okay.
I feel each clerk performs at least 3 duties.
Okay.
And honestly, I worry about keeping those clerks because they are performing 3 duties.
Understand. What would be the ramification if you didn't get this person until the next budget year?
Well, I mean, we will be disappointed.
Yes, ma'am.
But we will make do. That is what Northwest does. We make do and make it work.
And so I understand that. I totally do understand that. Is there some specific job? You know, are there scholarships that need to be helped with right now at this time? You know, is there some push why right now it's so important?
Well, the reason why I'm asking specifically for a registrar,
yes, ma'am,
every high school has one.
Okay.
It's further complicated by the fact that we must audit college hours and put them on the high school transcript. So an example of how this is a problem was today our office manager got a call from finance saying that she hadn't met the finance deadline. And she said, I'm sorry, I can't do that right now because I need to finish sending transcripts for students that have deadlines for college, deadlines for scholarships, and they have to come first. And finance said, oh, we didn't know that. We'll work with you, which we appreciate,
yes.
Right?
Yes.
But it's a balancing act for them. As you know, Ms. Katana,
yes,
there are deadlines, and students don't always give you ample time to meet those deadlines.
They bring them to your desk, and it has to be sent out by today or by tomorrow.
Exactly. And so every class that a student takes at El Paso
and
Community College, we have to add to their high school transcript. It's calculated into their rank.
I understand.
Every class that they take at UTEP is added to their high school transcript. That in and of itself is a full-time job. But yet the person that does that is also the office manager, also the receptionist, also the part-time bookroom clerk, and sometimes, to be frank, the custodian if one of them is ill.
I understand. Thank you. I appreciate your
Ms. Soros, I have
wisdom.
A question.
Sure.
Well, I guess for Steve or for you, if you could answer. Could we divide these into two? Steve, can we divide the item into two? Such as... the full-time FTE Northwest, vote on that, and then the two new part-time FTEs for Sylvester and Damian.
Sure.
Could we divide it into two?
You can make whatever motion you want regarding the
agenda.
Okay.
Split it, you can approve some, not approve some, approve all, it's up to you.
Okay. I'd like to make a motion to recommend the two new part-time FTEs for Sylvester Reyes and Jose Damian Elementary.
Motion made and seconded to approve the two new part-time FTEs for Sylvester Carolina Reyes Elementary and Jose Damian Elementary. Sonia?
Yes.
Ms.
Christie?
Yes.
Yes.
No.
Mrs. Jones?
Mm-hmm.
Ms.
Yes.
Yes.
And Mrs. Iglesias?
Yes.
Motion passes.
Madam Chair, may I ask a question?
Mm-hmm.
In regards to the FTE for the early college, how much money would it take right now, from when you hire her to
Thank
her
you.
Him to him be you? How much would we be spending on that?
We had that number.
Just like the receptionist is on duty all summer.
All summer?
Yeah.
Because the students take summer classes as well, Ms. Speaker?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay.
It's a 224-day position. And we're on the information that I provided back
mm-hmm. Yeah, it'll be $10,000 by then. So I move to approve the one new full-time FTE for the Northwest Early College High School.
Second.
Motion made and seconded to approve one new full-time FTE for the Northwest Early College High School. Sonia?
Ms. Brigham?
Yes.
Ms. Ritzy?
Yes.
Mrs. Steenbach?
Yes.
Mr. Rodriguez?
No.
Mrs. Charles?
Yes.
Mrs. Trump?
Yes.
And Mrs. Blessings?
Yes.
And it is 8:43, and I want to thank everyone. No, hush. I want to thank everybody for the wonderful evening we got. We're stars, Dr. Galavis. Thank you. We enjoyed it, and we appreciate it.